ever get the feeling like there's a whole other you waiting to, break free? Like, what if we all have this incredible potential just itching to come out? Well, today we're diving deep into that idea.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
And get this, we're basing it all on the work of Nicole Hausman and her whole philosophy over at Herzenstern.
Oh, Herzenstür, that's German, right?
It is. And you know what it translates to? Heart's door.
No way, seriously, heart's door. That's beautiful and kind of perfect for this, isn't it?
Right. Like, instead of looking everywhere else for answers, maybe, just maybe, the real journey starts by looking inward, behind our own heart's door, so to speak.
Okay, I am so on board with this already.
Good, good. Because this is where Nicole's approach gets really interesting, I think. She goes beyond just like the surface level stuff.
Surface level, what do you mean?
Well, a lot of self-help is about setting goals, making lists, all that, which is fine. But Nicole, she dives into what she calls soul level work.
Soul level, okay, now you got my attention.
It's about getting to the root of what's holding us back, those deep down causes that we often don't even realize are there.
Wow. So it's about real lasting change then, not just a quick fix.
Exactly. It's about aligning your actions with like the truest part of yourself, your heart.
And she believes that by doing that, by tapping into that self-love, we can unlock some serious potential. I like it. But how does that actually work, practically speaking?
That's a great question, and this is where things get even more interesting. She uses a blend of intuitive guidance, and this is where it gets a little woo-woo, but she also uses energy work.
Energy work. Okay, you're going to have to explain that one.
Right, so basically, she helps people figure out and then release what she calls unseen blocks. And those could be like limiting beliefs from childhood, past experiences that still have us tripped up, all sorts of things.
Huh. So it's like clearing the path, making space for your energy to flow the way it's meant to.
Exactly. And I think so many people feel this, right? Like something's holding them back, but they can't quite put their finger on it.
Oh, 100%. I've totally been there. It's like you're stuck, but you don't know what's keeping you there. So she helps you identify these blocks, clear them out, and then what happens? What does that look like in someone's life?
Well, there's this quote by Khalil Gibran, and Nicole actually uses it on her website. It goes, "The singing of the voice is sweet, but the singing of the heart is like the very voice of heaven."
Wow. Okay, I'm getting chills. That's powerful.
Right. And I think it speaks to exactly what Nicole's trying to do. It's not just about fixing what's broken, it's about uncovering this unique song that's inside each of us.
I love that. So it's less about fixing and more about discovering, expressing,
Becoming.
becoming. Yes. Okay, but to do that, to uncover that song, I'm guessing there's some tough questions you have to ask yourself.
Oh, absolutely. Questions like, who am I really at my core? What's holding me back from living my truth? Deep stuff.
Yeah, no kidding. And honestly, the kind of questions most of us probably avoid.
Which is exactly why we're diving in. It's like, how do you even begin to answer those questions, right?
Yeah,
They're
great.
huge.
Yeah, it can feel overwhelming for sure. But I think that's where the practical side of Nicole's work comes in.
Okay, so less deep thinking, more actually doing something. I can get behind that. What does she suggest?
Well, you know those terms, meditation and mindfulness.
Who doesn't these days? Feels like everyone and their mother is talking about meditation.
True. But Nicole really breaks them down in a way that almost anyone can understand and actually use. It's not about being some kind of meditation guru or anything. It's about finding some peace and quiet in your mind and body just to connect with that, like deeper self, the one we were just talking about.
I get it. It's hard to hear that inner voice, let alone listen to it when there's so much going on around us.
You said it. Phones, TV, jobs, family. That never ends. And Nicole's point is that it's in that quiet space when all that other stuff is gone that real change can happen.
Okay, so meditation, mindfulness, check. But she talks about other stuff too, right? I was looking at her blog earlier.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And her blog post, by the way, is super interesting. Like there's one from September 17th, I think, where she talks about expanding your energy field.
Ew, that sounds kind of out there in a
Yeah,
good way.
right. It's a visualization thing where you're basically picturing your energy getting bigger, brighter, stronger.
So you're not just like thinking about it, you're
Yeah.
actually doing something with your mind. I like that.
Me too. Feels almost, I don't know, active, like you're interacting with this energy.
Totally. And what about that other post, the one about shadows?
Oh, yeah, that one really stayed with me too. It's from July, I think, the 14th. And it's all about shadow work, which, okay, sounds kind of scary, I know.
Shadow work, like facing your demons or something.
Kind of, but less dramatic, maybe. It's more about those parts of ourselves that we tend to hide, like the parts we don't like, or were ashamed of. Insecurities, fears, you know, all that messy stuff.
Because we think if we ignore them, they'll just disappear.
Yeah, but of course it doesn't work like that, does it? But Nicole's whole thing is that those shadow parts, they have a lot of power. And that if we face them, instead of running away, we can actually use that energy in a good way.
Turn those weaknesses into strengths kind of thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. And the idea is that by just acknowledging that those parts are there, by trying to understand them, we can heal and actually grow from them.
Okay, so we've talked about Nicole's whole philosophy, how important self-discovery is, and even some of the tools she gives people to actually do the work. But have you seen any evidence that this stuff really makes a difference in the real world? Like, does it actually work? It's easy to talk about, you know, self-discovery and energy and all that, but I think for a lot of people, it's like, okay, but how does this actually play out in real life?
And that's what I was thinking. But actually, Nicole's website has a bunch of testimonials, mm-hmm. and they're really something. People talking about how this stuff has changed their lives, like for real.
Oh, yeah. Like what? Give me an example.
Okay. So there's this one from Sandrine, and she talks about how working with Nicole helped her set better boundaries in her career, which I feel like so many of us struggle with, you know?
For sure. So what happened?
Well, Sandrine says, and I'm paraphrasing here, but basically she finally feels like she has permission to put herself first.
That's huge.
Totally. And it goes back to what we were saying before about aligning your actions with your heart, your truth. By really getting in touch with what was important to her, Sandrine was able to create a work life that was actually fulfilling, not just another job.
I love that. And it's not just individual people, right?
No.
Didn't you say something about a business owner using this stuff?
Yeah, Pascal. He runs his own company. And he was saying how he used some of Nicole's teachings on mindfulness and energy and all that to create a more positive work environment.
Wait, seriously? What, like group meditation in the break room?
No, not quite.
Yeah.
But he talks about how it helped with communication, made people feel more supported, and actually boosted productivity.
Whoa, that's wild. It's like proof that this stuff really works.
I know. It's amazing how one person changing, like really doing the inner work, can have a ripple effect out in the world.
So where do you even start? It all sounds kind of overwhelming.
That's what I thought too. But Nicole talks about how it all starts with a single step. Just opening yourself to the possibility of change, even if you don't know what that looks like yet.
Because if you're stuck in your old ways, you're never going to break free.
Exactly. It's like cultivating that openness, that curiosity about yourself and what you might be capable of if you just, you know, get out of your own way.
This has been so eye-opening. And you know what really got me thinking? There's this question in Nicole's FAQ. What if letting go of expectations is the key to unlocking what we truly desire?
Ooh, that's a good one. Deep.
Right. Like we get so caught up in how we think things should be, we totally miss out on what is possible.
I know, right? It's like our expectations become these blinders blocking us from all the good stuff.
So maybe the real key is letting go.
Maybe it is. Something to think about.
For sure. Well, on that note, I think we've done our deep dive for today. But I hope everyone listening will take that question with them. What if letting go of expectations is the key to unlocking what we truly desire? And maybe think about what really resonated with you today, what spoke to you. And remember, the journey of unlocking your potential, it all starts by taking that first step. Thanks for joining us.